So probably you have noticed some monsoon rain is going on through Sri Lanka. So probably you can meditate while hearing to some drizzling sound. Hope you can also include that into your meditation. Okay, we are now going to start the guided sitting session. May you sit in a comfortable position. So you can keep your head straight, neck straight, and shoulders in a relaxed position. And hands may be resting on the lap or maybe on a table, back straight. And legs are also quite relaxed. So we are now comfortably sitting, not walking, not lying down, not standing, but comfortably sitting. See whether you can recognize this sitting posture. Basically, once we are sitting, so we can recognize various processes available in the body. So heart vibration, breathing process, abdominal movement, maybe even blood circulation, certain itching sensations, maybe little pains. Likewise, many sensations are available. So you can spend a couple of minutes recognizing these various sensations available throughout the body. So we are now objectively looking at them. So they are not mine. I am not the creator of them. So they have their own reasons to arise. And without my prior approval, my permission, so they pass away. So we can simply recognize this various popping up sensations. You can take a deep breath, hold it for a second, and then release. Now you can listen to various sounds available in the outside. Now I can hear the drizzling of rain. Here and there are little sounds. Probably you can hear the sounds of a refrigerator, maybe an air conditioner, a heater, maybe a vehicle sound, maybe even someone is talking. So all these things are happening right now. So we are not going to hate them. We are not going to stop them. Rather, we can include them into our practice. So they all are part of the present moment. We can simply radically accept them. We can allow them to happen. We can be at peace with them. Now again, we are bringing our attention back to the body. Our eyes are gently closed. Probably you can feel the touching sensation of the eyelids. Lips are gently touching. And we are softly breathing. Probably you can even feel the in-breath and the out-breath. Probably you can feel that your tongue. Maybe you are thrusting upon it onto the teeth or the gums. Try to keep it at the middle, at its root, so that overall in your face there is no any tension. Feeling quite relaxed. Now, neck also straight and not tight. Shoulders in a quite restful position, not purposely holding. Arms are resting and the upper half of the body straight. And we are trying to allow natural breathing to happen. And now probably can feel the abdominal movement, the tummy rising and falling. And we can feel some heaviness at our buttocks because of our upper half of the body. That weight is concentrated at the buttocks, so probably you can feel that pressure. Upper legs are relaxed, lower legs are relaxed, and certain parts of the soles are touching the ground. So right now we are comfortably sitting. Now we are looking at this posture like an outsider. Our perspective is from outside. We are looking, the body is comfortably sitting like an outsider. We found our sort of vantage point, how to look at the body. Allowing body to breathe as it like. We are not controlling. We are quite open-hearted. Allowing the body to behave as it like. But we are quite diligent, quite mindful about various bodily processes. Again, we can take a deep breath, hold it for a second, and then release. So there is no rush, there is no hurry, there is no big thing to do. It's a matter of opening ourselves, waking up to the present moment. It is quite ordinary. It's a direct experience. You don't need to think about it. Rather, you can directly connect with it. You don't need to ask from someone. You can simply experience it. So as your attention is more focused on the body, there may be various sensations. Probably now we can recognize whether they are pleasurable, whether they are painful, or whether they are equanimous. What is the feeling tone? So we can recognize there may be minor pleasurable feelings. There may be minor painful feelings, and there may be even subtle equanimous feelings. Try to recognize these various feelings. So they appear due to various forces, mainly due to contact. When your hands are touching each other, there is a feeling. When your legs are touching each other, there is a feeling. When your buttock touching the cushion, there is a feeling. If you are leaning onto the chair, there's a feeling. When your lips are touching, there is a feeling. So now we are looking at in the feeling perspective, Vedana Anupassana. Various feelings. They all manifest in the present moment. So we have an open attitude. We don't demand any pleasurable feelings. We don't hate any painful feelings. We are not neglecting equanimous feelings. But we are non-judgmentally looking at them, observing them. Painful feelings have the nature to arise and exist for a while and then pass away. Pleasurable feelings also have the nature to arise, appear for a while and then disappear. Equanimous feelings also have the same nature. They also arise, stay for a while, and they too disappear. So like an outsider, we are watching them. We fully allow them to manifest, and we are witnessing them, we are experiencing them. We are focusing our attention to the most prominent one and observing them, how they are behaving, how long they are, what's their lifespan, do they have a very short lifespan or are they exist for a long time, is it a single pain or is it a bunch of pains, little pains which manifest as a single pain. So we are inquiring, we are examining very closely about this pain, about this pleasurable feeling, about this equanimous feeling. Like focusing a microscope, we are focusing our attention onto these various feelings. And now try to recognize their behavior, to understand it well. More we understand, more we can observe them with a detached manner. We don't need to grasp them. We don't need to hold them. We don't need to hate them. Rather, we can observe them with a detached manner. Kind of a distance between these feelings and our observing mind. All the pleasurable feelings have the nature to come and go. Painful feelings too have the nature to come and go. Equanimous feelings also have the nature to come and go. So they are showing the same picture, same common behavior. Now we don't need to even recognize whether they are pleasurable or painful or equanimous, but rather they are merely feelings and they have the nature to come and go, arise and pass away. So we simplify our practice and we are simply observing how they come and go, whatever it is, whatever the feeling type, feeling tone. But now we are more concerned about the impermanent nature, transient nature, inconstant nature. But we are observing them with a relaxed mind, relaxed attitude. Not allowing the mind to distract, not allowing it to become drowsy and not even over enthusiastic, rather recognizing them, observing them carefully, allowing them to manifest, allowing them to pass away. So we are like an outsider, we are watching, observing, examining. So if all these thoughts, feelings disappear, can recognize the mind. Are there any thoughts? Are there any preparations in the mind? Are there any shoulds and should nots in the mind? So we can recognize various thoughts in the mind. And we allow them also to pass away, to cease, naturally cease. So once both these categories calm down, if you are able to recognize kind of a monotony, kind of a calmness, peacefulness, non-grasping. So there we trying to be, just be.